Naima Atigui is sanding the walls of a child's bedroom in a house in Besançon, north of Paris. She's prepping the walls to paint it fuchsia, wearing white painter's overalls and a cap. This is her work site. 6 months ago, though, she was working as a medical secretary. She's always been interested in construction. My father was a handyman, she says. She always ignored housework to work with her father and brothers. I was something of a tomboy, she says, though she insists that she's still very much a woman. Despite her interest in construction, though, she went towards other work. But today, at age 48, she tells herself she's ready to confront the challenges.
Aujourd'hui, t'es prête à affronter ces difficultés.
And there are difficulties. Starting a business is always risky. Plus, she's doing it in a field that's dominated by men. People will be skeptical to take her on, she says.
Et je serai obligée de prouver.
I'll need to prove myself and work twice as hard as a man, she says. But she's ready for it, and she has the right training. For the past 6 months, she's been working with Roland Max Negluau, a career construction worker who's been teaching for Habiter au Quotidien, a group that trains groups of women in construction techniques, about 10 a year for the past 20 years. Their mission is to get more women in the construction profession, which Negluau says really can be done by anyone. Women, he says, enrich the profession.
Pourquoi se priver de la moitié de l'humanité?
Why deprive yourself of half of humankind, he asks.
Sa façon de faire,
why deprive yourself of a woman's approach? He says he teaches the same thing to women as he would to men.
C'est plus par rapport au caractère de l'individu.
His approach depends on the person's personality, he says, not their gender. But finding a job can be tough. For the most part, discrimination comes from bosses, those doing the hiring, though Negluau says he's seeing a generational shift.
Ce qui était ambigu pour mon grand-père,
what was incomprehensible to my grandfather is a lot less for me today, he says. Also, increasingly, women who choose to enter the profession end up going into business for themselves, bypassing bosses altogether. The program's administrator, Danielle Bulfaro, encourages this. Jobs are scarce these days. We say, if men don't want to hire you for now, go ahead and create your own business, she says. We strongly encourage you. Over the past 10 years, Bulfaro has seen an increase in educated women with college degrees joining her training program.
Chose qu'on ne voyait jamais avant.
Something she never saw before.
Je pense que ça c'est lié à la crise économique.
She suspects it's linked to the economic crisis. More people are drawn to the idea of creating their own jobs. Bulfaro says there are more applicants than positions open, so she and Negluau choose women who have well-thought-out professional goals. Plus, they need to have a strong character. It's a difficult world to break into as a woman.
Il faut être très, très motivé et
you need to be very motivated, she says, and not give up at the first problem on a work site. And in general, women in this field are motivated.
Une femme, elle ne rentre pas dans le bâtiment par défaut.
A woman isn't working in construction by default, she says. Unlike a man, plenty of boys finish high school and become construction workers because they don't know what else to do.
La femme, c'est vraiment un choix.
For a woman, it's a real deliberate choice, she says, so she's very motivated.
Elles sont en petit nombre.
There are few of them, and so they must work harder than men to prove they can do it. Naima, who started using a sanding machine on the walls of the bedroom she's working on, is aware she needs to impose herself, but she says she'll do it her way.
On s'impose avec notre façon d'être.
You impose yourself through your actions, she says, and she gets along with everyone.
C'est très, très difficile de pas s'entendre avec moi.
It's very difficult not to get along with me, she says. As she makes her way in this male world, she's counting on that and her skills to speak for themselves.
Il suffit d'avoir un bon chantier.
You just need one successful job.
C'est de bouche à oreille.
And then it's word of mouth, she says.
Et le bouche à oreille fonctionne très bien.
And that works well. If a client's happy, it will go from there. For RFI, I'm Sarah Elzis in Besançon, north of Paris.